Yesterday, a whole bunch of people in the Jewish community reached out to me, and they said, Ari, we're aware of this family in Seattle who has a sign in their window that says, I stand with Israel. I support Israel, as many of us do with everything that's going on right now. Well, apparently, some guy who was walking down the street in the Seattle area neighborhood threw two rocks through the windows, and this person is wearing a keffiyeh. And what's worse is because our local police departments have been defunded so much, it took them over an hour to show up, despite multiple phone calls from neighbors who saw this happen in action. And the suspect got away. Joining us now on the KVI studio line is a man named Aviad. We're not going to give his last name because we want to keep his family safe. We're not even going to tell you if that's his real name because we want to keep his family safe. But this is what is happening to Jews in the Seattle area and around other parts of the U.S. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, Ari, thank you for having me.
I wish it was under better circumstances. So why don't you tell me exactly what this video shows? Because as I understand it, one of your neighbor's cameras actually caught this whole thing in action.
Yeah, so what happened was essentially our neighbors heard a loud bang and came out of their houses to see a man standing on our lawn in our front yard and throwing pretty large rocks at our window, a second floor window, which did have that sign which said Seattle stands with Israel in the corner. Unabashedly throwing it at that, one of them apparently had bounced off, didn't make it through, picked up another one, threw it and threw another, made it through the double pane window and led to glass all over our house. Thank goodness our family was not home, and so no one was hit by the rock or any of the falling glass, but our entire upstairs was full of shattered glass as a result. This individual, in no particular rush, turned and walked after his mission was accomplished and walked away. Even as you said, our neighbors were on the phone with 911 mentioning that there was a hate crime occurring and that they had eyes on the suspect who was walking away slowly from our house, at which point, like you said, it took over an hour for Seattle PD to actually show up after multiple additional calls came in.
To add a little levity to the situation, I want to know what your brand of windows are that they survived the first rock, and it was only the second one that took them out. So that's somebody I want to have as an advertiser on the show. But getting back to the seriousness of the situation, we said when they started defunding the police, we said when they started moving resources away from the Seattle Police Department, that this was the kind of thing that was going to happen. Response times were going to go up. It was going to be harder. And as I understand it, this is happening in multiple neighborhoods across Seattle. I know for sure it's happening in my neighborhood in Seattle, and this is something that's becoming more and more common. So you said four of your neighbors called 911, told them there was a hate crime in progress, and yet still took them over an hour to show up.
Yeah, it took four calls, two from neighbors and two from my wife, who showed up on the scene about 20 minutes after it occurred. We got a text from our neighbor who let us know. It took two calls, and on that fourth call, they finally, her and her friends, my wife and her friends, were standing in the driveway, saw the police officer coming down the hill. A full hour plus after the event, and by which point the culprit had long made his way away from our neighborhood. And, you know, the word hate crime was used multiple times. And like you said, this is not an ordinary situation. I mean, our house was targeted in a neighborhood full of homes with signs in their window, none of which have anything to do with Israel or Jewish stars, but the only house that had rocks thrown through quite a big window, too. This isn't a small window, and it's completely gone.
Now, I haven't seen any stories about any houses with the signs that say, in this house we believe, or Ukraine flag, or anything else like that. I just see it happening to the Jewish homes. What does this kind of thing tell you? Is it something that our leadership is ignoring? Because I think if this was any other race, any other religion, any other minority group, you'd have condemnations from politicians all across the political aisle falling over themselves to call this out.
Couldn't agree with you more, Ari. I think about this very calmly, and I think about exactly what we just saw on the campus of the University of Washington. There was graffiti tags that quite literally said, kill your local Zionist. You replace the word Zionist with any other minority. And for those out there that say there's a distinction between a Zionist and a Jew, it is one and the same. And that is just a way to get around saying Jew in this world that we live in. You replace that word Zionist with any other minority or protected class, it is front page news. And it is something that's being talked about and, as you said, being condemned. Meanwhile, the University of Washington decided to make an agreement with the students, the very students who wrote these vile things and physically blocked Jewish students from going to class. You know, flashes of the 1920s in Europe. And we're seeing it here in the city of Seattle.
Yeah, It's pretty scary. In fact, there's a petition that I saw circulating going around right now, especially in the Jewish community, but it's also out there in other communities like the Christian community, where they're asking President Cauchy over from the University of Washington to actually rescind that agreement. Certain other campuses made similar agreements to get the activists out of their little Gaza encampments, but then afterwards said, yeah, we're not honoring any of that because you guys took control of our campus. So this is going around right now. I've shared it over on my social media where you can go share it, but have you heard from any local politicians or anything like that since this thing kind of went viral on the internet?
We haven't. I reached out to Mayor Harrell's office through their form and asked them to reach me, provided my contact information. Apparently, some other folks in our broader community have reached out to our city council member. Not a word, not a peep. To be clear, today's Wednesday. This event actually happened on Monday of this week. So we've been. This is not news this morning.
Yeah, I want everybody to think about this. One candidate who ran for city council in 2019, who was not me, one candidate who ran for office, his yard sign was vandalized with the N-word. Within one hour, there was condemnations from everybody on the political spectrum. And today we hear absolutely nothing because I guess to our local politicians, Jews just don't count. Aviad, I'm so sorry for what your family went through. I'm so sorry you guys had to deal with this. But also at the same time, I really appreciate the fact that you're coming forward and standing strong in the face of overwhelming adversity, because so many people would be inclined to just say, I'm hiding under the couch and I'm going to pull down my sign. You think you're going to get a bigger one after this?
You know, that's actually what's been the most heartening thing. I've had my close friends, non-Jewish friends and Jewish friends alike, reach out to me and say, can I have a sign like that? To me, that's the most powerful outcome of this whole thing, to not have this terrorist, you know, silence us, but the opposite. You're unifying us because this is ridiculous. There's no place for violence. There's place for disagreement. There's place for us to not see eye to eye. But the minute you put my family's lives in danger, you're crossing a line. And so that is the plan. And I plan to find a way to further this message so that this, you know, person with low morals understands that they're not going to silence us.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Aviad, really appreciate you joining us today. Really appreciate your strength. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ari, for having me.
Always a pleasure. Hopefully next time it's under better circumstances.
Agreed. Thank you.